Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And before we get underway with our next interview, we want you to connect with us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And as always, twice is nice. You can go back and listen to the best of the Big E Sports Show at Yahoo Sports Radio /podcast. And right now, it is time to go around the horn. We are back in the saddle with our favorite producer, and that, of course, is Andy Pondillo. And Andy, gosh, it has been very exciting in postseason play. Some compelling matchups, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun this first series here through the division series. You know, no five-game series. You saw two sweeps, so you think that this might have been a bit of a blowout, but every single series had close games. Every single series had leads that were blown, and every single series had some goats involved in it. So it's a lot of fun as we head into the second round.
Well, I've got a number of questions all lined up, ready to get after it. And so when we talk about the Nationals, they went into the series, Andy, as the best team in the National League, but their at-bats were really indicative of being one of the worst teams. I mean, they truly choked. I mean, what happened?
Well, they faced the Giants on an even year, and you don't want to face the Giants on an even year. 2010, 2012, maybe 2014. I don't know, but regardless, the Nationals should have been favored in every single regard in this series. It's not that they just have better hitters. They have a deeper pitching staff. I felt like they had a deeper bullpen, and they definitely have one of the best offenses in all of baseball. But when you get to postseason play, when you get in a short series, every pitch means more. Every hit means more. Everything means more. And if you're going to go out there and you're going to make fundamental mistakes, you're just going to throw games away. You know, you look at the Nationals, they have the Giants down to the final out in game two. That game goes 18 innings. The Nationals obviously had opportunities to win that game even after they blew the lead. And even then, Jordan Zimmermann, one out away from a complete game, shutout at 100 pitches exactly, taken out after he issues a walk after a couple questionable calls off the plate that gave the walk to the Giants. So, and then Matt Williams comes in, takes him out, closer blows the save. I'm not a big fan of that move. I think if you're going to ride these guys, this is your ace. This is your guy that's been with you the whole season. You just threw a no-hitter right before that start. Why not let him finish the game? The runner's at first. He's not in scoring position. The Giants haven't done anything offensively the whole game. Anytime you bring a fresh arm in, especially in postseason play, you honestly just don't know what you're going to get. Now, every situation's got to be evaluated differently. And that situation, that moment, that's what swung the series to me. Matt Williams got trigger happy, and a lot of these managers get trigger happy in postseason play.
Yahoo Sports Radio producer Andy Pondillo is joining us on the Stewart Cadillac guest line right here at YSR. And so as you're highlighting, you're breaking it down, and you're talking about just all the fundamental mistakes that happened in that particular series. I mean, how much responsibility should Matt Williams take?
I think you should get a percentage. Now, you can't ever just blame the manager, and it's always the manager's fault. That's the easy thing to do. But he has to take some blame. They didn't look ready to play, and the games they lost really weren't losses they probably should have taken. We talked about Game 2, but also Game 4, the final game of the series where the Giants lose or the Giants win 3-2. All three of those runs the Giants scored, they should not have come across the plate. Gio Gonzalez, two blunders in the field that led to a two-run inning. Pitcher's got to be able to make plays. He couldn't make a play on a bunt. A ball hit right back to him, gets through his legs. That's an easy double play. PFP in spring training, pitchers fielding practice. He's going to be doing a lot of that in spring training, but the sample size is so small in the postseason. You can have a couple bad games in the regular season. You can have a few clinkers. You can lose seven in a row, rebound, and still be the best team in baseball. But in postseason play, the best players absolutely have to show up. There's something to be said about postseason experience. The Giants, they don't look flashy. They look ugly sometimes. They don't hit with runners in scoring position. Their lineup looks pretty thin. At times, their bullpen looks a little thin, but they always find a way to do it because they've been there. They've done that. The Nationals now twice in the last 3 years have lost in a divisional round where I think they should have been favored in both matchups.
Well, and Andy, that's what it's all about in postseason play, finding a way to win.
Definitely, they have to find ways to win. Instead, they found ways to lose. Really, they were in winning position. I guess the one good thing you could say about the Nationals is Bryce Harper had a coming out party.
He did.
Bashing those three long home runs was essentially their whole offense at times. So you look to next season for the Nationals, you got to be excited to try and get this guy healthy. He shouldn't be batting in the six hole for much longer. He should be your three hitter. He should be your franchise, but he's got to stay healthy to do that. He really showed what he's capable of in this division series. Now, if the rest of the team can get around him, play fundamental baseball, he can have all the talent in the world, but if he can't play fundamental baseball when it counts, it's all for a loss. It's just, I think, a real shame for Nationals fans this season with the pitching that they had in that series. Excellent pitching. Had the Giants shut down for much of the series. They essentially lost two games because they couldn't execute fundamentals, and then they also made some questionable decisions at manager.
YSR producer Andy Pondillo is with us tonight in studio, joining us on the Stewart Cadillac guest line, and I know how closely you track these teams. Did you anticipate that Bryce Harper, I mean, you were just talking about those three majestic home runs. I mean, did you see him coming out and having that breakout?
I saw it that he could do some damage, most definitely. I felt like that team, though, what made the Nationals special is the depth of their lineup. Even if you go down to the eight here, as Drubal Cabrera, just a couple years ago, was a top second baseman in the American League, and he's your worst hitter in the lineup. So this lineup was absolutely stacked. It wasn't so much that one guy could take care of everything. It's the fact that they could scrape together runs. They could hit and run. They can hit for power. They just play a different way. You have Denard Span. He can steal bases. It's the multitude of ways he can score runs. That's what I always look for in postseason play, to teams that can score runs in a variety of ways. If they have to win a slugfest, they can win a slugfest. If they have to scrape together three runs, they can scrape together three runs. And the Giants really don't look like that offense, but hey, they got it done. They had a horrible offensive series, but they got it done. There's something to be said about that. And then you look at the St. Louis Cardinals. They didn't hit home runs all year, but now they're bashing the ball like it's home run derby versus the Dodgers. So things change in postseason play, and the teams with experience, the teams that have been there and done that, more times than not, they find ways to win again.
Well, and if you followed that division series, I mean, one thing about the Giants is that they have pitching depth, and that pays very big dividends, doesn't it?
Very good pitching depth with the Giants. I feel like the Nationals had better depth, but, you know, the Giants do have those guys that have been there again. Jake Peavy won the World Series last year. He goes up against Strasburg in Game 1, pitch for pitch with Strasburg the entire game. That was a huge win for the Giants. You know, each of these wins, you felt like the Nationals have to win this game. You know, there's no way that they're going to lose. They're too stacked. But yet the Giants always found a way to match them pitch for pitch with their veteran staff. Tim Hudson threw an excellent game, that 18-inning game. It's kind of forgotten about because Jordan Zimmermann was about to throw the shutout before the Giants were able to tie it up. Tim Hudson doesn't give you that great effort. It's not getting tied in the ninth. They're not going 18 innings. And then the bullpen doesn't get destroyed from the Nationals. There's a big domino effect that goes into play here. Each game, you have to play it. I don't know if you play it like it's a Game 7, but you have to play it like it's almost a Game 7, if you will, because each game means so much, especially in a five-game series where you get down by one. It feels a lot worse than being down one in a seven-game set.
Okay, so we're recapping the Giants and the Nationals, but as we look ahead to the weekend games in the championship series, what are the discernible areas that the Giants have got to clean up, Andy, and they have got to do a better job?
When they face the Cardinals, they're going to have to score more runs. Just, it's going to have to happen. They're going to have to find offense from somebody. And they have had quite a few guys on base. So getting on base hasn't been their problem. I thought it would be without their leadoff guy, Angel Pagan, being out for the entire postseason. McGregor Blanco's done a decent job at the top. Panic batting second has done an excellent job. Now the guys in the middle, Posey, Sandoval, Pence, I got to find ways to contribute some more runs. Whether it's just moving the guys in from third with a sac fly, maybe starting to hit some home runs. They're not going to just go beat the Cardinals' brains in. That's about mission impossible when it comes to postseason play, but they have to find ways to keep up with the Cardinals. Neither of these teams exactly mashed the ball, but they're both fundamentally sound teams, so they're not going to give you the game. You're going to have to go out there and take it. The way you're going to take it is with good at-bats, with hit and runs, with moving runners and productive outs.
Okay, our YSR producer, Andy Pondillo, is joining us on the Stewart Cadillac guest line. We have got to step aside for a commercial break. We'll be right back with much, much more as we break it down and look ahead to the championship series with the Giants and the Cardinals.